Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Boiling Point Podcast, the place where we talk about the things that you're not supposed to say out loud anymore. And our mission is very simple: to help people stand firm in their morals, to protect their ethics, and to defend core beliefs that align with Christ. We are here for biblical stuff, not cultural stuff. Okay. It's not about politics as a sport or outrage just for clicks. It's about discernment and truth and personal responsibility and refusing to let fear and corruption or moral confusion erode what God calls good. Quick legal disclaimer, okay? Everything discussed on the podcast is for entertainment and commentary purposes only. We are sharing opinions, perspectives, and conversations, not instructions, not directives, not calls to action. Think of this as thoughtful conversations, not necessarily marching orders. Okay. With that said, I am Brandon. I don't know if I've ever introduced myself on the show. I don't think I've ever said I am Brandon. Anyway, but
Good
joining
time
me
to
today,
start. Yeah.
I know. So I'm like, man, you've never even said your name. You guys even know my name. I know you know Rory because I introduced Rory. Sharp mind. He's my grounded perspective. And he's not afraid to call things exactly as they are. So he cuts through the noise and he's going to help you challenge the lazy thinking. And really, he keeps the conversation grounded, which, if you know Brandon, she needs that. So this is Boiling Point, where truth meets pressure and clarity rises to the surface. Don't be a hoe. Share the show today. Okay. Share the show today. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm so good. I am good.
Okay. You survived sending your baby boy off to work today, so congratulations.
Yeah. I thought he would call off because I bought his first gun and we've got to go pick it up so he can apply for it. And I'm like, there's no way this kid's going to be responsible and go to work. Like, he's been asking me for a gun for 3 years, you know? And my whole thing is like, let's do it responsibly. We're law-abiding citizens in the United States of America. So yeah, you know what's crazy? And I didn't know this. In Michigan, you cannot own a pistol until you're 21. Did you know that?
I did not know that. It doesn't surprise me. I'm actually
That's,
surprised that you're
yeah.
allowed to own a pistol in Michigan, to be honest with you.
Right.
I would have thought you had to, be live in Dearborn and be a Muslim in order to own a firearm
Right.
anymore in your state.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
So, yeah, that's the only surprise there. But
Yeah.
wow, I didn't realize that. So
No.
how's he getting around that, or is he?
No, we're not buying him a pistol.
Oh, I
No.
see.
Yeah. And that's my husband is like, because he got to pick out his birthday slash Christmas, and this is what he's wanted forever. And my husband came in last night. He's like, I'm really surprised you didn't get a pistol. And my son's face drops. He's like, I wanted to. It's not legal. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, I Googled it. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
Responsible
you
gun
could.
owners, he
Right.
shoots the little ones at the gun range, but as far as what will be in his name, it's gonna be the legal stuff. And this is his, and I'm excited for him. So, yeah.
Good
He
old
is getting
Michigan.
off work early, so I'm excited. Yeah, Michigan. I
Yeah.
saw a post. You know what is that website that trolls everybody? It's not real. It's like the B something or
Oh, Babylonian Bee.
Babylonian
Yeah,
B. Yes.
that guy.
Wow, shots fired. 'Cause he was like, let's just arrest everybody in Michigan. And I'm like,
It's
man, I can't even be mad.
right.
I can't be mad. All you idiots are getting me in trouble too, and I can't even be mad about it because you guys, we've been complicit. You know what I mean? Like we've fell asleep at the wheel. We just raised taxes again. 25% raised tax in January on marijuana sales after she just raised tax on our gas. Like, why? I just, please, if you're listening and you vote blue in Michigan, God, if you vote blue in Michigan, we know you're not listening to the show. If you know someone, okay, that votes blue in Michigan, can you please, like, I will message me, give me, I'll give you my phone number. I'm not going to judge anybody. I just want to have a conversation. about like why keep voting for this? Why we're excited to pay taxes?
Because
What?
Orange Man bad, that's why.
Orange man bad.
You're not going to get any sort of decent like thought process there. You're just
No.
not. If there was a functioning logical syntax going
Yes.
on, they wouldn't be voting blue.
But
So
this is
that's
my
all I can tell
thing. It doesn't matter who the president is. These people are still going to be these people. And what are they going to live for? In 3 years, when he's gone, like, what is going to be their purpose to wake up if they don't have something to be mad about? Like,
Wow, good question.
how depressing for you guys. Like, wow. Well, you guys, there's quite a few headlines today, and I wanted to talk about one that I actually got excited about last night. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Because the House just passed, and this was a really tight vote. So that makes me sick to my stomach, but it passed to make it a federal crime to provide puberty blockers, hormones, or surgeries to mentally ill minors, the transgender idea. Even saying they'll impose prison fines on people, on providers, which why aren't they in prison? And participants. So, mom, if you're taking your kid to go mutilate his body when he's 11 years old, bye-bye. And the doctor that has you in his office, bye-bye. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, I will say, like, she started this, the Protect Children's Act. She started this, she sponsored the bill. But it's to amend the federal code to make this criminal. So I got excited. But what is the truth? Because then once I look that up and I'm like, okay, did this really happen? What's the good and the bad for this? It still has to go to Senate. So what do we know about that? We learned that with a government shutdown, right? Do you guys remember this? Because we need the 60 votes. Okay. 60 votes. And I can say, I mean, even how depressing. I think it's very unlikely that's going to clear that hurdle, honestly.
I'm
I re
interested to see that part.
yeah.
I am. I think more things as they go. You had those Democrats that broke with their party
Yeah.
over the shutdown, and now they've kind of broken with the party, and they survived.
Right.
And they're I think a lot of them are looking around, going, Schumer, his leadership is really weak. He's being challenged hard. He may not even have a job, next year,
Right.
which would just be fantastic for the country. Unfortunately, he may lose his job to someone who's even worse than he is
Yeah.
in AOC. But I think a lot of these folks are looking around and going, maybe it's okay to not be toeing the party line. This is another instance where they get to separate themselves from other Democrats. And I think a lot of them are realizing if we're going to win in re-election, if we're going to win our midterm, when it comes up, I have to show something that differentiates me from all these people who keep losing.
Right.
And I think a lot of them, they may break. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm not, I mean, I don't think it's going to pass. If I was betting my paycheck, I'm with
Yeah.
you, I'd be like, yeah, probably not going to pass. But I'm interested to see how many cross over besides Fetterman, because
Yeah.
Fetterman thinks this is the dumbest thing in the world, too.
Right.
I walking around this hoodie going, a boy's a girl? What? Are you
Yeah.
kidding me? The stuff on minors? No. So I think it'll be interesting. You're probably right, though. Probably
Yeah.
still won't pass. At least they're trying to do something.
I mean, at least they're trying to do something. And I feel like that. But I mean, this is really, it's fundamentally a child protection issue. Like adults, nobody cares. And by adult, I mean 21. Over 21, like I can't help you.
Exactly. You're making
This,
your own decisions at that point.
kids, like we all know this. We all know that kids cannot consent to irreversible medical interventions. How are we? I mean, this is, you guys know what this is doing to kids, right? Like, it's not just a fun little cosmetic procedure, like permanent sterilization, sexual dysfunction, which, you guys, if you don't have a healthy sex life, there's a problem. And there's mental issues that come along with that, in case you haven't followed the pattern. Okay, bone density loss, and there's going to be a lifelong medical dependence, which, yay, Big Pharma wants this, which is another reason I don't think this is going to go through because they make so much money on us being stupid. But I've seen so many people who regret this. Our body was created with a purpose, you guys. It's not a blank slate. Your mind, your soul, your heart, cool, blank slates, not your body. And kids are entrusted to us for protection, not to be experiments. And you know how many times we are warned over and over again, warned about speaking up against harm done to innocent people. This is morally wrong. I don't care what your political labels are. This is morally wrong.
Totally agree. I mean, this whole thing is part of the devil's playground at this point. You know, it's designed to break down the younger generation, make
Right.
them as weak as possible, make us as weak as possible as a society, so that he can dig in his heels and come at us. And
That's what's
it's
happening.
also it's making us weak to the people that are on the other side also. It's why things happen like Dearborn, you know,
Yeah.
because we are weak because of this nonsense. You
My
know,
son can't buy a
crazy.
pistol at 18, but when he was 12, I could have cut his balls off if I wanted to. But
Right. That would have been okay.
he couldn't get a tattoo. No alcohol. No consent. He couldn't even go in for surgery. Like he couldn't go in and say at 10 years old, like, I want a nose job. Are you guys kidding me right now? But
But
they
all
can
of, yeah.
choose to change their gender. Yeah, the devil. It's the devil's background. You're
For all the folks who are trying to, you know, stand up for women and protect women and protect women's rights, okay? And I hear that all the time, and I applaud the movement, you know, on its own. But when you look at this, it's if a parent said, "I'm going to force my child to go have sex," they're going to jail. But a parent can say, "My child's never going to be able to have sex again.
Yeah.
Let's cut everything off."
Right.
And that is not only okay, but it's encouraged and applauded. We are in a clown world that is being absolutely exploited by the devil on every level. And the last thing is that, you know, the fact that your son cannot go purchase a handgun on his own
Yeah.
because he's only 18, but he can go sign up to protect our country and protect our
Oh.
liberties and protect all of these morons who are making laws like that with his life. That's okay,
Yeah.
but he can't make a decision to go buy a gun at that same age.
Right.
It's all about control. So, you know, and your son is going to have a gun in his hands pretty soon. He's going to know how to use it. He's going to be trained. He's going to
Right.
be a badass man. And you're not going to recognize him when he comes back. I know that is going to make you tear up and cry, but you're going to be proud as heck of
Yeah.
him.
It's so bittersweet. And that's what I'm saying while I'm at breakfast. The girls are like, "Mom, why are your eyes so red?" Well, because this kid sitting across the table, like, you know, I just see him different today, even today. It's his birthday, in case you guys didn't know. It's his golden birthday. He's 18 on the 18th. So,
Good
yeah,
for him.
it's so bittersweet, but like I'm excited and he is gonna be a lethal motherfucker. So if your kids are joining the Marines anytime soon, just know like they want to be paired up with him, because if I had to go, you know, I'd stand behind him any day, any day. So
There you
it
go.
is what it is. But you guys, as Christians, we don't get to sit this out. You don't get to be neutral here. Okay. That's not holy. Like that is blood on your hands. And silence is complicity. So I just want to make this very clear. You guys understand, because we're obligated to defend children, not because it's popular, okay? Not because it polls well, but because God is explicit about innocent people. Children are not experiments and they're not props for adult confusion or profit or attention or politics, okay? And the scripture is very clear. Woe to those that harm the little ones. It's not, oops, we'll touch on that later. No. And you have to call evil what it is. That's it. And again, I don't agree with it. I think adults need mental help, but I don't care if you're an adult, do whatever. We've said that from the beginning. But, you know, you're crossing the line here. So, I don't know. What a mess.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Now, the show is a little bit short today
Yeah.
because, you are accommodating me. And so I want to apologize to everybody because I'm going to deprive you of an extra 10 minutes of Brandon's rants today because of my schedule. And she's accommodating me because, of the holidays and stuff. So I appreciate that. But you had some other stuff you wanted to get to. So
Bongino.
I'm gonna shut up. Go for it.
Yeah, no, I think we should talk about this. And I went through a bunch of theories, okay?
Oh boy, here we go.
Because, yeah, I mean, he came in very solid. And I was like, wow, his energy was strong. He got in and I heard crickets. And I'm like, okay, what? Excuse me. So he didn't do anything dramatic, but I feel like he learned something very dramatic. And I don't know if it's that he realizes the game is bigger than he thought, that maybe corruption isn't a bug in a computer system, it's actually a feature. Or maybe he realized like you just can't fix the machine from the inside. Like he's exiting politely, appropriately before January, so his name isn't on anything. Like he's out. It'll be like he was never there, you know? Silence keeps him breathing. I don't know. I think he thought I'll help clean this up. And then he gets in there and it's, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he cited trouble with his marriage, and stress on the marriage and that type of thing,
Okay.
which I'm sure is actually partially true, because they were working together, every day, in his podcast studio, and he was working from home, and I mean, he was doing a nationally televised show. He took over for Rush Limbaugh. I mean, Dan's been like the podcaster that we all look up to
Yeah.
and want to be. To me, it's not Joe Rogan; it's Dan Bongino. You know, it always has been. He's the guy who's inspired me in a lot of things that I've done and attempted and tried to build. All that being said, I think
Yeah.
two things. Number one, I agree with you. I think he got in and actually got a look at how the sausage was being made and was like, "Are you kidding me?" And I think it was much worse than he even could have imagined, because he was part of the Secret Service
Right.
for two presidents, and he definitely was there, but those guys are not in the FBI. They
Correct.
have limited intelligence. They get the intelligence from the other agencies. And I had a conversation with a guy that I can't disclose about this, who is more privy on the other side. And he was point blank, Secret Service knows what we tell them, is
Right.
what I was told. And he said point blank that if we aren't telling them that, then they're just doing their job of literally throw your body in front of the president. And he
Correct.
wasn't trying to demean them. He was just simply saying they're not on the front lines of intelligence like the
Right.
FBI is and like the CIA is. And when you get into that back room and you start to see all of that, yeah, I think he realized I can't do anything about this as the deputy director. And then every time he wanted to, he was told by everybody involved, well, here's why we can't.
Yeah.
So the other thing I think that happened that people aren't talking about is that there was this little election for mayor of this little town in Florida that has always been Republican, or for a very long time. And it just went Democrat for some reason. And I think people are starting to look at it and go, okay, the Republican turnout was terrible for it
Yeah.
because the Republicans in that area were a little disenchanted with prices and things like that. And so it wasn't that they flipped, it's just that they didn't show.
Right.
And if you have apathetic voter turnout on the conservative side, this whole thing blows up in a year.
Yeah.
So I think that the president and his team looked at this and said, the biggest voice we have had anywhere is
Out
Dan
on the
Bongino.
out on the front lines.
And we just threw him in an office, put him
Yeah.
in a suit, and nobody can do what he was doing at all.
Right.
So I think they're going to put him back where he belongs. He's going to come back with some vim and vigor and start really, kicking some butt. And it's just going to be interesting to see what he's actually allowed to talk about now, having done what he did.
Yeah.
What's privileged and what's not with
I
what he
mean, I
learned.
know
I don't know.
that NDA they have for him is probably nasty. It's probably
Oh, yeah.
20,000 pages, and
Gotta be.
they're literally going to bug him for the rest of his life just to make sure there's no whispered. He probably has a chip implanted. They probably knocked him out, put this little listening device so they can make sure he never, ever talks. Because I just am, it's so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
But a lot of behavior of people is just bizarre.
That's a
And
tough one, though. Yeah, with him.
yeah.
I'm going to be glad to have him back because it's not like some of these guys like Mark Kaye are like, well, I love him, but I really didn't want to compete against him.
Yeah.
I'm going, look, I'm not competing against Bongino. I'm really good at what I do, but oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's not my competition. He's my, aspire to. type of thing. So I can't wait to have him back and to be on the front line where I think he really belongs. I think we're going to see, if nothing else, there may be a controlled drip of more information coming to him now because of who he's been in contact with. He may have more contacts and get more information. So who knows, right? Either way, it's entertaining to have him out there. So I'd love to have him back.
Well, I'm happy a lot of people are happy. I still just think there's more to it. So, not that he
Oh, I'm
failed or
sure.
anything, or not that he's scared, but I feel like if you really are a good person, and I, he's been a grounding place for a lot of people. Like you said, he has inspired a lot of conservatives. He has always spoken the truth without a, he's been everything, that we aspire to be. But yeah, I feel like it would be a lot. And of course, it's going to affect your marriage. If you get inside and you see the devil face to face, you're not going to be the same person coming out. So I do hope that the things he saw don't change him, and that you can see behind the curtain and still be a patriot. Like, I hope he still finds that. And we can talk about that really fast, because I feel like, Trump speaking last night kind of gave a nod to patriots in a big way, because he, well, we could talk about like a lot of things with this conversation, because his little manipulative ploy for the media was brilliant. Okay, brilliant. So let's say we're going to war so we can get
Go
some
ahead.
TV time, but it worked, because they reframe he reframed the story however he wanted. But this. He's given the military, in case you guys don't know or haven't checked anything, he's given them a $1,776 bonus. Okay. And I don't think this is about the money. It's the meaning, right? Because the number ties to our guys back to the founding moment when ordinary people stood up to corruption and tyranny and a bloated ruling class and said no more. You guys know that happened 1776. So it reframes the military not as an arm of government control, but as defenders of the Constitution and the people themselves. We're honoring people. And I feel like this is code talk, okay? Put on my tinfoil hat. And I wouldn't say he's telling us to grab pitchforks, but he is pointing to this idea of 1776 as like psychological permission, as in stop outsourcing your authority, stand up spiritually, mentally, economically, culturally. The revolt, it's here, and it's not necessarily like let's take our guns to the streets. We're too fat and happy for that. Would I be against it? Absolutely not. But still, it's people refusing to comply with narratives and corrupt systems and moral inversion and bureaucratic bullshit that only works if everyone keeps playing along. You understand? Like, it's a reminder that every bloated machine in history has only survived because the majority of you guys think you're powerless. And the moment that you guys realize there are more of us than them, it crumbles. It crumbles. So he's not saying burn it down, but I do think that was a very, he's just saying, remember who you are. Stop bowing to corrupt authority and act like free people again.
When
What
I
else
heard
could
that,
it mean?
the first thing I thought when I heard that was that I think this is the precursor to our military hitting the streets to finish the job in Portland and Chicago and everywhere else, and he's setting this up. And I hope that that's the case because they need to end all this nonsense. It's time for people to face consequences and enough talk at this point. So hopefully for me, that's what it was.
I agree.
We'll
Whatever
see.
it is, I do think that you guys should feel motivated by that. No matter what you think of him personally, no matter, he has gone up against the machine more than I've ever seen another president do it. Whether he's bought and paid for and it's part of a bigger game, I'm still seeing the proof and truth that he's throwing out a limb. And the majority of the people want our streets cleaned up. That's it. But you guys know, at the end of the day, it's not about politics. It's not about power. It's not about personalities. It's about remembering who you are. And that stood out to me the most. As a people, we were never meant to live bowed in fear or confusion or corrupt authority. You guys understand that? As a child of God, you were never created to outsource your discernment or your courage or your responsibility. Like, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It doesn't say there's chaos. There's not rebellion. It's clarity. And when you remember who you are, the machine loses its grip. I don't think you guys understand that. Stand firm, get your house in order, think clearly, okay? Stop being silent about this stuff and stop taking it so hard, like you feel like there's no hope. You guys, I read the end of the book. Like, the good guys win, you know? They really do. But it doesn't keep you out of the battle, and we're in it. So being quiet and pretending this stuff isn't happening, you're silly. You're silly.
Well, let me suggest something because you're on a roll still, and I don't want to deprive our listeners of your wrap up because I can tell you still got a lot more to tank.
Oh, no, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because I have to go, but if you want to wrap up and handle it, I'll just leave and you can take care of
No,
everybody. It's not a problem.
that was it on what I need to say for today's episode. Just remember who you are.
Right on.
Very clear message.
Good enough.
All right, you guys, we'll see you next week.